Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A light year groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any noise, just me. Dipping your hip and come on to the mothership. Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here. The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk.
Come on, y'all, sing the song, yeah.
You gotta kiss the band. Swing down. I've been swinging.
going back and forth across the room.
Come on, yeah.
Then move your body.
Yeah.
Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Hey, y'all can do better than that, cause we got to get the mothership in here tonight. And it's gonna take energy to get the mothership in here tonight.
Raise your hand.
Together, y'all.
bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here, the disco fiend with the monster sound, the cool with the bump transplant. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone. Oh, I get so hung up on bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Bang! You play with it. So excuse us a minute while we play with it. Dig. Disco beam with the monster sound, the cool goo with the bump transplant. Play with it, baby, play with it.
Everyone, welcome to Drive Home's Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is our Spiritual Connection to the Eye, Part 2. And Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Cannot complain. No need to.
Good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
And I'd like
That's
to say real quick before we get started,
with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and to the family and listening audience, much love, honor, and respect for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us, information that is good for the soul and good for the mind. Yes, Sister Antoinette. So,
yes.
What do you have starting off for us with the current events?
Well, now I know that it's not our children, but just because it's not our children, to me does not mean that we should not be interested. In Russia, Ukrainians, is that how you say their name?
Yeah.
That they're adopting their children, the Ukrainian children, and they're doing it without the parents' permission. And, you know, I mean, they said, and then they're going to make it so it's going to be hard for the Ukrainians to be able to get their children back. So is this, to me, this is genocide of the Ukrainians. You're taking their children and you're going to, you know, you're going to raise them the way how you want them to be raised. And if Russia is any indication of how the U.S. is, we know that these children could be used as slaves. They could be used as sex slaves and everything else. What do you feel about that?
Well, on that level of just the humanitarian level, yes, you know, we feel the emotions for children being taken from their parents. On any term, again, it doesn't matter about the color, per se.
Right.
But when we understand the history, the high story of things that have transpired, again, we're now, history is only repeating itself. And just the basics of war. What happens in war? You beat one group, you obtain the females and the children. The children become whatever, as you say, as slaves, whatever, but they basically get them so that they become a part of their army now. They teach them, and the women become bearers of more children for the army. That's just an old way that it's been done. Anytime one people conquer another people, then that people now assimilate that group that is now taking control. You know, we're just now in this time that we're able to see it and talk about it. But it ain't nothing that's no different than what has happened in the past. And again, the old saying, if you don't know history, your history or history itself, you're bound to repeat it. And history is repeating itself. See? Yeah, it's unfortunate, but again, when we see it happening, we could start to halt it, but again, if it's not happening at our door, we better prepare for it because it's coming this way. See, when we're talking about things happening on one side, again, everything flows. It comes back. It goes around. What comes around goes around. And remember, as far as America, the beautiful that we stay in, has did some atrocious stuff, I'm being nice with my words, for a very long time to a whole bunch of people around the world. See?
Yes,
so
we
need to account and stand back and be accountable for the atrocities that America, not us, but being attached to America, that's how people see us. We're still an American with all of the atrocities that America has brought on other countries. So, again, we that live in this country are dealing with a lot of the backlash of the so-called forefathers and white America, if you want to put it there. But again, Russia or any other country, Germany, when they had the Jews, it's a lot of German Jews that are here right now that assimilated to Germans or Germany before they came here. So that same mentality the Germans had towards the Jews have towards us. We can see this. See? So that's it. All cultures do it. It's been happening since the beginning of time. So, yeah, it's a shame we look at it. But again, for me, if we're talking about it, prepare for it. Because the more we talk about that, the more we still don't really talk about the martial law that comes up every now and then when they start talking about this mandate of this pandemic, the shelter in place, stay at home, so forth and so on. So that's basically what I have on that. So, yes. And I love that you started off with MC. MC is 1-3. Stands for the Mothership Connection. And Mothership Connection is 76. 7 plus 6 is 1-3. 1 plus 3 is 4. So, yes, we're on time with everything that you do. And I'll come back to that 4 with the Mothership Connection that, again, is part of the connection of the eye that we'll be talking about again tonight. Because that 4, last class when we talked about it, the 1, 2, 3, being you, Derek, and myself.
Yeah.
1, spelling 1, 2, 3, O-N-E is 8, T-W-O is 13. 8 and 13 is 21. And 3, T-H-R-E-E is 28. 21 plus 28 is 49. 4 plus 9, we're back to that 13. And again, your name, Antoinette, 41. Derek, 30. Eddie, 23. Added up is 94. 9 plus 4, 13 again.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit that at the end of class, coming back to that 4 that we're all connected to. But with that, I wanted to put that in the mix, recapping a little bit of last class from last week. But you can continue with the current events.
Okay, well, people are up in arms because Biden has said, referring to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who is black as a boy, Wednesday during his open remarks to an audience of IBEW union workers. And he says, you got a hell of a new governor in Wes Moore. I tell you, Biden said, he's the real deal, and the boy looked like he could guns on him. Biden has used the term nonchalantly when addressing white individuals during previous speeches. Last October, during his remarks on student loan forgiveness, the president referred to Senator Chris Coons, who is white, as boy, and Chris Coons, who has the seat I used to hold, only a difference is that he is not only has a law degree, he has a divinity degree. The boy can preach, Biden said. And in April, during his remarks on Safer American Plan, Biden referred to former U.S. Secretary of the Army, Patrick Murphy, who was also white, as boy. And my buddy Patrick Murphy, former Secretary of the Army as well as former congressman, and the boy stays in shape. Look at him, Biden said. Biden, in the wrong content, the term boy is a racial derogatory term towards black men in the Jim Crow era, white people would often refer to black men, regardless of their age, as a boy as a way to belittle and affirm their supposedly superiority. Wednesday was not the first time Biden used the word in an inappropriate context. Earlier in his presidency, Biden called a black advisor boy during a Federal Emergency Management Administration briefing. He also tutored then-Senator Barack Obama as the first mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean. Years later, Biden said he regretted those remarks. Biden's latest questionable comment comes one day after Press Secretary Corinne Jean Pierre said he is the best communicator in the White House. Okay, well, I don't get it with the term boy because I'm in Delaware, and in Delaware, you know, that's what you hear. You know, I mean, people call boys and girls, and I mean, so to me, that's just regular speech. So, okay, Brother Eddie.
Again, as the article mentioned, and most of us know, knowing history, that Jim Crow era, and it predates way before then, dealing with slavery, again, dealing with, as you said, regardless of how old a melanated man happened to be, he was always considered a boy in the eyes of a white man. This is why I always say it too. The original cowboy was black, all of them.
Yeah.
Because they never called themselves a boy until Hollywood made it fashionable. That's the only time they ever referred to themselves as boy. Before then, the cattlemen, sheep herders, they were always called, dealing with the Western world. But other than that, the cowboys and Indians were both coppered color people. Again, taking our history, telling our story the way they wanted to, Hollywood, this is what we do. That statement of boy was just as derogatory then as Negro or nigger was back then. And it's still today when we hear it from other nationalities. We can refer to each other as, yeah, that's my boy. That's my girl. Even that's my dog. And, or that's my bitch. That's my nigga. That's my nigga. But when it comes from someone else, ethnic group, if they're not truly a part of that particular clique, because even if they're with that clique, they know when they go in the midst of other black people, it's things they still don't say because those other black people don't know them. So Joe Biden, please, that's who and what he's always been. He doesn't need to recant or retract his remarks. That's from his heart. As you said in Delaware, that's normal. Well, politicians, again, they call it politically correctness. You know he's incorrect. And he's gotten away with that because everybody that he dubbed that, in my opinion, were fucking boys. Excuse me, family. But if you don't check a motherfucking at first mark, when they first come to you like that, you leave yourself open for the individual to keep doing it, and nobody checks him. That's why he still does it today, because from the very beginning as a senator, being in politics, when the first person he mentioned that to didn't get up in his collar and get in his ear and say, motherfucker, I will beat your goddamn ass. Who in the fuck are you talking to? I ain't your motherfucking child. Who in the fuck are you calling a boy? Once you pull his shirt tail, then he going to get straight. because whenever boy comes up to come out his mouth, he gonna remember who got in his face. You might not be there tomorrow being in the politics, but for me, I don't give a integrity, baby. And when you step on mine, you've lost my respect, and I'm going to put you in check. And that's what people don't
do. Is that serious?
Huh?
Is that serious?
No, it's not. That's just only seen.
My grandpa would call me girl. He called me girl when I was 30 years old.
But see, you said your grand, you listen to what you're saying, your grandfather. This is family. These are people that you know, friends and family, friends. It's cool. But you're talking about somebody outside of your family, outside of your friendship, outside of your relationship. Just talking to you in general and call you boy in general. And you a man? See?
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of things that we've let go on for so long. And now we want to complain about, no, if we started from the very beginning and checked everybody who was out of order, that's why we keep talking about order out of chaos. They've been chaotic for too damn long. And it's just like we say, after a person does something for so long, it's hard as hell to try to teach them something different, something new. This is a part of who they are. And this is the time that it's called revealing now, family. So, no, we got to stop back and stop giving people passes, because that's what we've been doing for too darn long. That's why we're still in the condition talking in 2023 about racism. 2023, still talking about reparations, 200 so odd years later, still talking about the same garbage. It goes nowhere.
Yeah, but I hear white people saying it to their own. You know, they say it, you know.
Well, again, let them say it.
To their own.
Again, I don't care about it. It's just like when we call your grandpa call you girl and whoever boy. They're the elders. They can get away with that. They're our family. If Caucasians want to call themselves niggas, boy, hunky, cracker, redneck, who am I to do? That's there. See, we talking about us. So if they want to do that with each other and they let each other get by, go ahead. See, that's just like we turn around and call our children kids. And then say, oh, they call their children kids. Who gives a damn? We know what a kid is and what it represents. A sacrifice. So after we find this, why are we still calling our children kids? See, these are the things. Words like that, and we let them go by. And like I said, if you ever get confused by the word, please, family, find the number, because that's what we've been talking about. This is the age of balance. Remember, the third, we're talking about connection. Connection is three. The third horseman came on the black horse with balance in his hands. We're talking, that's what we always talking about. Mayat, to bring balance. Well, what are we really balancing, family, that we got control over and nobody else do? It's your damn word. That's why balance is 15. Word is 15. 15 and 15 is 30. There's the connection. Connection is 30. That's why the third horseman came in what age? Where we are now, family, the age of Aquarius, and dealing with that astrological sign of those four. Wow. It's called fixed signs. Fix is 23, which is 5, and signs is 25, which is 7. 5 and 7, or 57, which it comes to, is a 3 again, fam. So these fixed signs are the four signs of the apocalypse, astrology-wise. Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius. The third horseman, being Aquarius, was the only human of the signs, the only one who could talk. Why do you think we're talking like we're talking now, family? Because we're in this age of this connection of bringing balance to the words. That's really seeing the magic. We try to balance the word, but it's the number that shows the true balance, because it does what? It shows how we measure. Measurements use numbers. Measure comes to 20. Number comes to 20. Pattern comes to 20. Find those pattern of numbers that you measure, baby. That's why you got the balance. It's also referred to as the scales. And scales are 23. The five. Balance these words, family, because we're using them wrong because of a misperception that has been conditioned in the programming through education and word usage. And we hold on tight to these English words of the occult of confusion. Tight. This is the age that is now being revealed. The hidden is being revealed. Hidden is 25, reveal again is 23, which gives you again 57 to 3. This is all the part of the connection. But, yeah, this is what we were dealing with last week. I didn't really have a chance to go over this, but, family, we're going to see how deep we are because, again, we're talking biblically, but we don't see it because we're using the words of today's dialect. But the number biblically is attached to everything that is happening in the Bible. And because we don't see the number behind the words, there's no way we can attach them to any story, any allegory, any parable, any verse in the Bible by the number. We ain't got there yet. But that's why this is the real school of learning this code. Because it's not taught in their schools. It's not taught in the system. Their system of education is to institutionalize the mind, to truly put it in the box. And this is where we've been, inside a box of an institutionalized education of a system that has really put this together that does us no good. This is why we're still... The struggle continues. Let me use that one. Struggle is 45. Continue is 30. 45 and 30 is 75. 7 plus 5, damn it, we back to 3. The struggle continues, family. How long have we been hearing that? See, that's part of the overall connection of processing the memories that are coming directly from the ancestral realm. But let me digress, and I'll get back to that so that you can continue with your current event.
Well, now, do you want to go into what we have been talking about, or shall I wait until tomorrow when I'm going to do it with Brother Ray?
Well, you can introduce it, and then if you're going to do it with Brother Ray tomorrow, you can wait. It doesn't matter because, like I said, when we see the whole, how it's all connected, basically I'll just put it here. You'll be talking about this House Bill 1020. 1020 is a 30. That's a 3. It's a connection.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, the 3, the connection that we're talking about dealing with staying focused, is just to bring order to whatever's being done, because it's out of order. It's incorrect.
Yes, it is.
And when you find something incorrect and out of order, the three is order.
Yeah.
Out of that stuff that's out of order is what we will call chaos. That's why it's order out of chaos, because this is what they're pushing.
Yes,
see?
Yes, they are.
So at the end of the day, regardless of all of the stuff that you're talking about, and it's just like what I mentioned earlier about Biden using the term boy. See, the Constitution, by the way, like I said, education is 34, which is 7. Institution,
mm-hmm.
is 52, which is 7. Institutionalized is 70. Constitution is 52, 7. That's the man's law. Law is 7. We're under his law. When we're supposed to be under divine law, nature's law, universal law, God's law. We're under man's law, and we're dealing, talking about, dissecting, trying to figure out his law, which keeps us away from living the law of nature, of divine law, of God's law, of universal law. All this energy, all this time, wasted time, all this distractions is energy that we will never regain. We can re-energize ourselves, but the energy that's lost that day, that time, is called living in the moment. Living in the moment is 66, 6 plus 6 is 12, that's the 3. We don't live in the moment. We all around the place, here, there. I mean, and when we go get the history, we don't apply it to the moment we're living in. When we go to the future, we got to come back. We didn't take that moment we was living in with us. We took another thought. We took something else. So again, the three is to learn how to live in the moment, truly live in the moment. Because we can say a lot of these things and hear them, and a lot of people turn around and say, how do you actually do that? Why do I do that? But that's why the how is 12. Who is 12? Why is 12? You are the who that knows how and why you should do what you do. But the three that stays with most people is called can't. I can't do this. I can't do that. Can't is also 12, the three. See? So it's time to stop canting, because the only thing that the can't leads you to is to a lie. You lying to yourself when you tell yourself what you can't do, and you can do anything. That's what's called a can-do attitude, but that's why can is 5 on it. I got Christ on it. I got God's will on it. See, I got willpower on it to get well. Seeing the number behind the words we speak gives us even more power. That's why the frequency is 1 and power is 1. And that power, 1 is in the 1 called your tongue. Ain't that something? The power is in your tongue, the 1 and the 1. 1 and 1 is 2, and 2 is called your voice. Voice is 20. Anyway, let me stop. I'm getting off the beaten path on the three, the connection.
Yes.
To you and me.
Yeah. I want to tell what the bill is. The bill is House Bill 1020, and it's in Mississippi. And this bill, this House bill, increases policing. It strips voting and political power away from the majority of black citizens of Jackson and diverts tax dollars away from communities in need. The bill is moving to the Senate. The ACLU of Mississippi Executive Director, Darius Dortch, D-O-R-T-C-H, released the following statement about House Bill 1020. Here's the issue. Lawmakers from majority white districts proposing legislation that will significantly impact the majority black population of Jackson without consulting their representatives. This is a direct threat to the freedom of the capital city and a parallel to Jim Crow-era political schemes. Citizens should be able to hold judges and prosecutors accountable for their actions, but HB 1020 does not allow that right. It creates a new judicial district filled with judges and prosecutors who are appointed by the white Chief Justice of the Mississippi Supreme Court, city within a city, and that is not crime prevention. Instead of using more Jackson tax dollars to fund the expansion of the CCID and the creation of a new judicial district, lawmakers could fund mental health and reentry programs, which are proven to decrease incarceration. HB 1020 is an under-democratic plan that further aids voters, disenfranchise, and police state practices. This bill goes into a lot more detail, but I'm giving you a shortened article. This is, you know, when I looked up and I was doing some research on it, it's $500 million that's supposed to be going to Jackson for their water. They have a water crisis there. And so now they won't be in control over that. They'll have this white district that, you know, white Supreme Court that's going to be able to come in and put the officers and judges and police force and everything that they want in that area. So despite the fact that, you know, crime is still going up, and do they really need to have, you know, this? Oh, man, let me say it delicately. Do they need somebody else to come in and police them? So that's basically, well, not basically, but as I said, we'll go into it deeper tomorrow with Brother Ray. But Brother Eddie, you have anything you want to add to that?
It's a continuation. Again, the struggle continues.
Yes.
History repeating itself again.
Yes.
As I said earlier, if we don't check these people at the door, at the beginning, we see what we're ending up with. See, it's called the beginning of the end, or the ending and the beginning. And by the way, ending is 23 and beginning is 34, the 5 and the 7, ending and beginning. See, so what are they trying to end and something to begin? What have these politicians allowed? Because if we, the public, are just hearing about this, and then when we do any research, we see how long this has been into litigation and all of the red tape that has to be going through in order for this to even be put on the House floor of whatever House of, or the Senate or whatever it is. The key is, just like, again, history. All of these bastards and I'm being polite, in office, regardless of what nationality they are, can get anything done now without beating the pavement or the street as far as a march by that tool that's in our hand and in our possession called the computer. All of these things could have been done on the computer to get the awareness of the people, to get the so-called three called activists. Activists is 39, which is a three. Where are all the damn true activists to bring the order? Because, again, it's the people who have the power. And if the people are not pushing the politics, who ain't doing the right thing, then at the end of the day, guess what? The people going to get what they damn deserve, too, because they didn't do what they're supposed to do. This is Mississippi. You in Delaware. I'm in Chicago. Why in the hell are we raising big issues and stink about our people who are there who ain't getting in touch with us or nobody else? Because, again, the pebble, throw it in the street and it's going to create the ripple. I'm not hearing anybody from the South, close to Mississippi, anywhere down south talking about these issues. That, again, I always say, if you don't stop it on one point, it's going to end up in your area. Why is crime so damn rampant now? Because since the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they didn't stop the shit in the black and brown communities. Now it's over in everybody's community. I've been hearing for the last 10 years, oh, that didn't happen here. We have such a nice neighborhood. That's not, this don't happen in this neighborhood. Shut up. You did nothing when it was on the low end, the west side, south sides of the city, until it started to affect the rich parts of the city that it's affecting everybody now. Now everybody wants to get in an uproar. Why ain't more police over here protect? You wasn't saying that shit when black-on-black crime, so-called, was happening. It's just crime to me. That's somebody else's label, want to put it. I never heard it called white-on-white crime, mafia-on-mafia crime, Italian-on-Italian crime. See? But they always want to make it the negative implication on us. No problem. See, because us have been under a lot of pressure for a long time. But this is why it's our time to shine. We're that diamond out of the rough that's been under tremendous pressure. But you're starting to see gems come from under these concrete jungles in these urban cities, spring up here and there, different brothers and sisters that are out here to do that true activism, to motivate the people just by the word, because that's what the good word should be. And by the way, good is 15, word is 15, that brings it back to the three with balancing the word. That good word should motivate the individuals who hear it to give them a thought that will make them move, put action under their feet. This is why they want to make sure that they cut off and censor the voices of those who can motivate and inspire the people to move. Because if they don't control that voice, and that voice is guided by the Creator, then they got a problem. This is why they got to hush you up or try to pay you off or 86 you, as it was called, take you out. Yes,
well,
all of
five.
These things. What's that?
The 8060, is that 8060?
Yeah, 86. That's the old number,
yeah,
that the mafia used to use when they were going to put a hit on somebody. They would call it 80, we're going to 86 him. Well,
and
that's why
even,
right. That's why the mob comes up to 5. That's why mafia comes up to 14. They know it stays on it. That 5 ain't going. We just don't see it. See, criminal is 23. The mob is criminals. But they even have their people in the court. Court is 23. It sits on the bench. Judges, 32. This is all set. It's a man. Ooh, when we see how this is true, how they done played this game, that's why game is 5, baby. When we start seeing that 5, we can see the game clearly now. We recognize this shit. They got this shit set up superbly. That's why we just saw the Superb Owl. The Superb Owl on 2/12/2023, which is a 3. Added up, Sunday's game came to a 3. Superb or Super Bowl, a.k.a. Superb Owl, equals 35. 3 plus 5 is 8. Owl comes to 8. 8 also comes to magic, family. 8 also comes to ritual. Every damn Super Bowl they have is ritual, and we say it all the time, but we don't know the number. We just saying this shit. And we're under magic when we say these words, and we don't know about a number. We saying them and they sound good. And we keep trying to figure out why we in the same condition. Why we? Now you know. This is another piece of the puzzle that we can figure out. Now we know. We're talking ourselves through the occult use of the magic spells. That's why 8 is also cast. What do they call it? Cast spells, baby. Magic spells. They just called it the Super Bowl. Ain't nobody going to see magic in the damn Super Bowl. Because of distractions, that's the magic. What does a magician do? It's the distractions, baby. And you're distracted on sports. Sport is 23. Woo! That's part of the game. Game is 14, and they playing a damn football game, fam. These criminals, the mob, the mafia, they're using the 5 and magic so readily, and we don't see it. And even on that day of the Super Bowl, unbeknownst to most people, that right here in Chicago, a.k.a. Michigan, they had the FAA, and by the way, FAA comes to 8, that aisle. They had the FAA have a flight restriction over Lake Michigan because of strange aircrafts. We keep hearing this time, and all this month we've been hearing this, over and over again, balloons, aircrafts. They don't know what it is. Then it's a balloon here and a balloon. Stop it. But the same spot that these UFOs was found over, I think I've mentioned to the family several occasions, that's the same area of the Michigan Triangle. The Michigan Triangle is like the Bermuda Triangle, where planes and air, it's all documented, of all these crafts and ships disappearing, never coming back. But this is where they had all of this UFO contention right before the Super Bowl. And on mainstream media and the news, we ain't heard nothing about that as of yet. Now, granted, once we start talking about it, don't think that they might not mention it here and there just to try to what? Manipulate and ease the mind of the public. Because they're listening to us, and we say it all the time. But yes, we're seeing an abundance now of sightings everywhere of the 5. And remember, 5 is UFO, fam. UFO is 5, just like alien is 5. He's saying, I got 5 on these. Woo, anyway, all of these things are happening almost simultaneously. And then they're not showing the different videos that the amateur photographers and people are catching on their phones in different areas of all these, I mean, incredible feats of flying that you know is not that of an American or a plane aircraft made from this world, this planet, doing the maneuvers that we're catching on film now. And it's getting more abundance that, like I said, more and more people are seeing it everywhere. See, so in retrospect also, that's letting us know that something's getting ready to go down. Bigger than we think, because again, all of these things are happening during these distractions, basically dealing with the fire. Another distraction of five, I didn't watch it, don't watch it, don't care, but it's called the Grammy Awards. Grammy Awards come to 23. I'm sorry, 32. The Grammy Awards come to 32. It's still a five. See, but these are all rituals. Rituals is 32. They're doing rituals all over the place. So, family, the three, again, that is our connection totally. Because when you look at the three, connection is three, E-Y-E-I is three. The three is anything. Anything comes to 30, which is three. It's everything. Everything comes to 48, which is three. Anyone has the capability. Anyone comes up to 12, which is a three. So we are totally and truly connected. And the funny thing about the numbers, as I did when we were talking about 1, 2, 3, in the beginning, 5, when you spell 5, it comes up to 21, which is the 3. So even hitting in the 5 lets you know that that connection to the code is 3. But that's why even they keep, when we keep hearing certain words being used, for me, it's not the word, it's certain numbers. And we keep seeing the pattern of these same numbers. For me, that's what we have to measure now. These same patterns that keep reappearing at an alarming rate. It's just like we say, or it's told to us, it's a coincidence. There's no coincidence. See, as we constantly say there, no coincidence. It's only distractions. Because that's part of the coincidence that they give you very quickly. It's a distraction. And that's what the coincidence is when we get too close. Because that's what's basically happening. That's the fear that they have. They, again, some people get so bent out of shape with they. And when I say they, again, people, family, already know it's a number behind the word I'm talking about. So by number, they is two. Two is a mindset. So they, to me, is anybody's mindset that ain't in order. You're part of they. It ain't got to be. I ain't talking about a color. See, because by number, they, too, comes to the color black. So is that who they I'm talking about? Is that who we go to when we hear they? Nope. Everybody goes to another ethnic group, any ethnic group. I don't care what ethnic group you are. You can have a mindset that ain't in order. It's totally out of order. That's the day, the mindset group of people that I always refer to. So I like to put that at the door so people won't trip on that. That's why trip is even too, just like they is a too. Don't trip. Why you want to trip on me? Mm-mm. Ain't got time, family. We got too much to do in a short time. A very short time, because again, tomorrow, just like the next second, ain't promised to none of us. This is why the three is living in the moment, not the plan for the future, but to truly live in the moment that we have, because all we have is each moment that we breathe. As they say, live it in abundance, live it in joy, in peace and love. So, family, that is part of, well, I didn't get to get too high. We've been taught with the negative. And do we have any callers before I really get started, SS Internet?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay, area code 706. Wait a minute. Area code 706. Let me do it this way. Okay, Brother Kwame.
Said Brother Kwame. Mute, mute.
If you have yourself on mute. Okay, we'll come back to him. Miss Kim.
I had it on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait one second, Ms. Tim. Okay, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I'm enjoying this. The part that I'm looking at is, I sent it to you because I'm watching this new film. It's called African Queen, about Queen Nzinga. And it's funny. It's no, it's not funny. It's divine order that your show tonight is dealing with slaves. And what they're showing is, I sent both of you the clip of this one part that they're talking about, where the priest come into the village and making a negotiation with Nzinga, who is the queen. Well, she's the princess right now because her brother's king. But the part that they're negotiating in 1623, and I said of all dates that they put in there, 1623. Which is 400 years ago. This is 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So they tied this in there, and the 23 is the 5, just as we're looking at the 5 here. This is the 7 and 5, which is the 12, which is the 3 that Eddie's been talking about. So what we're seeing is that everything is in divine order. This series was released today, on this day after you know, that holiday yesterday. But what they're doing is showing Queen Nzinga was one of the great warrior queens in Africa at the time of the Portuguese, and this is who she fought with the Portuguese. And so what we're having is an activation of memory. And the part of it is that if we can look past all of what the glamour, there are key pieces in there, just like that 1623 date. There are key pieces where after that they say that you have to submit to the king and be baptized. And she tells her to shut up and says, how is it that this God is for you but not for my people? But then he tells her, You have to give up all of your idols, rituals, and ceremonies and submit to the belief system of our God. And this is what you look at. This is the same thing that's going on today, you know, in that this belief system is, and she was saying that to be baptized is to be enslaved, to be baptized in what they're talking about, Catholicism, is to be enslaved. And so we're now talking on the show about the same thing today, but it's in a different way, because that ritual of the Super Bowl and the part of the Super Bowl is the Colosseums, is that while you have all of those people there in that one space, they're emitting a frequency across this Turtle Island. And then all of the people that's tuned in their homes in front of those 52 and 100-inch flat screens are being plasma, their plasma's being drawn from their blood, because that's what that's the way you get plasma. So if you got a 150-inch plasma screen, it's going to take that plasma out of your blood. So we're looking at all of these signs and symbols of what is happening now, and even with the Galactic Federation making its presence known and showing what they did in Lake Michigan and in Montana. And then they're having other places that they're not even – you have to be watching the different places that will give you correct information as to going on, because mainstream media is not going to put that type of information out there. It's the ones that are now able to report on things that they don't want you to know. And like Brother Eddie says, it's done what? It's hidden in plain sight. So, yes, and Ms. Kim, yeah, I'll let Ms. Kim speak and thank us.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. Ms. Kim?
Bless you all.
Bless you, Ms. Kim.
Yeah, bless you all. You know, you're doing what's supposed to be done. You know, if you know it, you're supposed to tell it. Mm-hmm. You know? And you can't make them hear it. When you say you lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. You know, but listen, this changes it a little bit, but it's in the same vein. The Tuskegee Airmen Commemorative Day has been declared on the fourth Thursday of every March.
Oh, good.
This year is on the 23rd of March, but it's only in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. And Doug Fontroy asked we would help make it a national holiday for the Tuskegee Airmen. One thing I'm concerned about, why the fourth Thursday? What, I don't, I just find, I mean, it just,
isn't that one of them's birthdays? Is in the fourth Thursday of the month, that week, the fourth week of the month?
No, it's 2 days after the spring equinox.
That's what I was about to say. That's the only thing I came up with was the spring equinox.
It's in alignment. Right. It's in the alignment with the spring equinox.
That's a good thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And it's on, like you say, this year, it's on that 5 on the 23rd.
Yeah. Well, what I'm asking for is if anyone has a system that can, I know each state is different, but we should be able to come up with a system that we can use, you know, a blank system that we can use in all the states and just make the adjustments as you go.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's some young person that already knows that, because, again, we're not the ages we are, not computer savvy. But, again, knowing that it takes is a computer and you setting up a particular website to draw all of everything from every state too, so that you can start distributing the information to each state to see who's collaborating with who. Just a central mainframe somebody just needs to start a central mainframe with the intent of getting every state on board with the Tuskegee man's official holiday. You know, the more that the word gets out, the more it spreads. And that's how, and like I said, on the internet, all you need to do is get it started on the internet, and it's going to catch on. So as you ask somebody out there in the family, somebody knows. Somebody, because if you don't know, you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. 6 degrees of separation. Somebody knows somebody. So, yes, you put the word out. Let's see what happens.
Well, that's why I'm putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning to go to Sweden, but I haven't got my statement about the you all were here. I'll have it done next week. I'm planning it. No.
You're going out, Ms. Kim.
I was about to say that you're echoing, reverbing back and forth.
Yeah, because I was wiggling in. I was thinking about the animation that Antoinette's son did for me, and maybe to use that as the beginning or a focal point.
Mm, okay.
What do you think, Antoinette?
Well, that would be good. Pardon me?
I was asking you, what did you think about that? You didn't hear it?
And did I hear it? Yes, I did.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I thought he did a good job. I mean, but of course, you know, I'm partial. But I thought he did a very good job.
He did a very good job. That's why I believe it would help the situation.
Yeah.
And I would like to know their opinion of it, and might have some suggestions. Again, this is dealing with the Tuskegee Airmen, the National Day, and the International Day, even though I'm not dealing with the International Day now. I'm working toward the National Day.
It's okay.
Could you possibly send it to Brother Eddie and Brother Kwame?
Let me get his permission first, okay?
That's what I'm asking, okay?
Yes, but, let me ask him. And
what you were talking about earlier, Brother Eddie. In Philippians,
what was that?
Actually, what you were talking about earlier in Philippians, it said we should think on these things. And
go ahead.
What you're going with what we've been saying?
No, yeah, that's basically it. our thoughts are the power. That's where everything starts. In the five, called the thought. It says, "As a man thinketh, so is he."
Absolutely.
So again, if we're distracted constantly by the media's rumors and their manipulation of stories, and we start repeating, just the repeating of those stories is energy lost
for
us and given to them.
When you, because when the words come out of your mouth, you're giving them the energy.
That's it. That's it. Before you say anything, you form the thought already.
Absolutely.
And if you're listening or taking in the wrong food, and we ain't talking about the food you eat, we're talking about the food for thought.
Yeah.
If you're taking in that wrong food for thought, and that's the food that you're digesting and entertaining in your brain, what do you think's going to come out? If you're entertaining a bunch of garbage,
absolutely,
a bunch of trash, a bunch of BS, then that's what you're going to dish out. A lot of garbage, trash, and BS.
Well, the word says that we're supposed to guard our eyes and guard.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what does that mean? Guard it. Guard it against what?
Basically, guard it against what we talk
guard
about
it.
That opposes the truth, that opposes order, that opposes, let me put it bluntly, I was going to say it at the end of class, but since we're talking, the real kick is, like we say, the three, is his will be done.
Absolutely.
We hear that all the time, but by the number, his will be done is 49, family. We started off with that, with the 49 and 94 last week in our names, but 94 or 49 is, that's the four. What is the four? It's God. What is the four? It's truth. His will be done is truth. What's going to set you free? Truth. His will be done is truth that's going to set us free. But what is his will? His will comes to 30, family. That's what we've been talking about. The connection is the 30, and that's his will is 30. But what is his will? His will is order, to bring order out of chaos. That's his will. What's our piece of his will? Everybody has a piece of his will. As we say, it's a piece of the puzzle. But that piece of your puzzle is a piece of the order of his will that we're now distributing. We're giving that peace that's within us that we say is our Christ consciousness. That's three. That's his will, the Christ consciousness that we talk about. Brother Kwame always says planetary alignment is three. That's part of his will. It's critical thinking. We don't even use, critical thinking anymore in our conversation, let alone in our thought. But critical thinking is three. The critical thinking is no more than what? Our Christ consciousness. It's no more than us staying focused. It's no more than us in your damn ego, because a lot of people are still hanging on to ego, slip dipping and ego tripping and body snatching, like the invaders of the body snatchers, baby. See, it's that connection to the I, to anything and everything. It's asking, what are you watching? See, what are we watching? Are we asking the right questions? See, do some of us call it luck or being lucky? We hear them being the system, use 5G, which is the block, kill, or sacrifice through a lie and or shot of the government. The three is what we call psychopaths. Psychopath is 39. That's the three, and we call a lot of people crazy. Crazy is 12, the three. The psychopaths, family. They call 5G by another name, green energy. How long have we been hearing that now? That's part of 5G. That's part of your Christ consciousness. But again, they're using the other side. Like I said, it's balance. We're talking Christ consciousness. They're talking about green energy. Well, we know the green energy for us is no more than to love nature. It's green energy. We know that solar rays that are coming from the sun, solar rays are the green energy. It's the Christ consciousness. It's the connection. It's the connection, that seven, right to your pituitary. That from your pituitary comes serotonin. Pituitary is 41. Serotonin is 34. The five and the, 34, which is seven, the five and the seven. That's what those solar rays are meant to hit your pituitary that gives the chemical called serotonin from that light source to transform and hit your melanin, which is 16 to 7, that is located in your pineal gland, which is 32 to 5, the 5 and the 7, the 5 and the 7. See how this works?
Mm-hmm.
It's all a chemical exchange of the Christ consciousness coming straight to our third eye, called our pituitary gland, that gives that food chemical now of light called what? Serotonin. That affects what's called melatonin. That's why serotonin is 34/7 and melanin is 16/7. They just changed the name. Keep saying it, family. The numbers remain the same, and the numbers will tell us what's happening in us, just like the Holy Bible is telling us. All those stories are actually processes that's happening within us. The divine guidance, divine being 25/7, guidance 32 being 5, the 5 and the 7. We're getting divine guidance through the Christ consciousness if we stay focused.
Focus. Brother Eddie, I don't forget it twice. We were
okay.
Made by him, and we were made for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See?
Could I, Brother Eddie?
Yes, sir.
And you keep referring back to 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is the fifth letter in the alphabet?
E.
E.
Mm-hmm.
And so in looking at that, they're using the fifth letter in the alphabet, which is E, and then you said green energy. It's just reversed. But the other part of this is the eternal gift of life that we have that is given from the Creator. The eternal gift.
Mm-hmm.
That 5 is the E for eternal gift.
Oh, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. Looking for something. But yes, that's great. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Well, okay, I have another part for that 1020. In Mississippi Today, in their newspaper, it has only in Mississippi, white representatives vote to create a white-appointed court system in America. That's the title of the article. A white supermajority of the Mississippi House voted after an intense 4-plus-hour debate to create a separate court system and an expanded police force within the city of Jackson, the blackest city in America, that would be appointed completely by white state officials. If House Bill 1020 becomes law later this session, the white Chief Justice of the Mississippi Supreme Court would appoint 2 judges to oversee a new district within the city, one that includes all of the city's majority white neighborhoods, among other areas. The white state attorney general will appoint 4 prosecutors, a court clerk, and 4 public defenders for the new district. The white state public safety commissioner would oversee an expanded Capitol Police force run currently by a white chief. The appointments by state officials will cover in lieu of judges and prosecutors being elected by the local residents of Jackson and Hinds, H-I-D-S County, as is the case in every other municipality. Lord, forgive me, y'all. I couldn't get Mississippi's capital city is 80% black and home to a higher percentage of black residents than any major American city. Mississippi's legislation is thoroughly controlled by white Republicans who have redrawn districts over the past 30 years to ensure that they can pass any bill without a single Democrat vote. Every legislative Republican is white, and most Democrats are black. After thorough and passionate dissent from black members of the House, the bill passed 76-38. You got those numbers, Brother Eddie? Tuesday's primary party lines. Two black members of the House, Representative Cedric Burnett, a Democrat from Tunica, T-U-N-I-C-A, and Angela Cockerham, an independent from Magnolia, voted for the measure. All but one lawmaker representing the city of Jackson, represented Shonda Yates, a white independent, opposed the bill. Only in Mississippi will we have a bill like this, where we say solving the problem requires removing the vote from black people. Representative Ed Blackmont, a Democrat from Canton, C-A-N-T-O-N, said while pleading with his colleagues to oppose the measure. For more of the debate, okay, well, that's... Public Safety Commissioner Sean Tindell, T-I-N-D-E-L-L, who opposes the Capitol Police, watched a portion of the debate from the home gallery, from the House gallery, chuckling at times when Democrats made impassionate points about the bill. Lieutenant Government Delbert Hostman, the only statewide elected official who owns a house in Jackson, walked onto the House floor shortly before the final vote. Representative Blackmon, a civil rights leader who has a decade-long history of champion voting issues, equated the current legislation to the Jim Crow-era 1890 Constitution that was written to strip voting rights from black Mississippians. This is just like the 1890 Constitution all over again, Blackmon said from the floor. We are doing exactly what they said they were doing back then, helping these people because they can't govern themselves. The bill was authored by Representative Trey Lamar, a Republican whose hometown of Centopia, S-E-N, A-T-O-B-I-A, is 172 miles north of Jackson. It was sent to the Lamar's committee by Speaker Philip Gunn instead of a House Judiciary Committee, whose similar legislation normally would be heard. The bill is designed to make our capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, a safer place, Lamar said, citing numerous news sources who have covered Jackson's high crime rates, dwelling on a long backload of Hinds County court cases. Lamar said the bill was designed to help, not hinder, the court system. My constituents want to feel safe where they come from, Lamar said, adding the capital city belonged to all the citizens of the state. Where I'm coming from with this bill is to help the citizens of Jackson. Many House members who represented Jackson on Tuesday said they were never consulted by the House leadership about the bill. Several times during the debate, they pointed out that the Republican leaders have never proposed increasing the number of elected judges to address a backload of cases or increasing state funding to assist an overload Jackson Police Department. An earlier sessions, the legislature created the Capitol Complex Improvement District, which covers most of the downtown, including the state's government office complex and other areas. The bill will extend the existing district south to Highway 80, north to County Line Road, west to South Street, and east to the Pearl River. Between 40,000 and 50,000 people live within the area. Okay. Y'all got the gist of it.
Oh, yeah.
To go on. Okay.
No, you
thank
don't.
You.
No,
thank
you don't. No.
Okay, so.
No, for me, again, like I said, it's a lot of wasted time, because even within the article of you giving with the numbers of 30 years, they've been doing this for 30 years. So, again, with this being done and people within the party saying they didn't get this, they didn't, please be serious. Any laws that's being changed, that means you're not doing your job if you ain't paying attention to what somebody else is doing to oppose what you're trying to do for your constituents. Stop the madness. This happened way back in 1890, and y'all still tripping today, which means you didn't learn shit from way back then, and you letting history repeat itself. You made a statement that somebody said it's just like it was happening back then. Well, damn, why is it happening today? Come on. Y'all in office, y'all supposed to be representing the people. Y'all know what's happening, and then at the last minute, the 11th damn hour, y'all want to jump up and say it ain't fair. You know the Constitution. You know, went to law school. You know, been through the institutions. You know more of the law than we do. We're the peons talking about this. That means none of y'all in office ain't doing your job to represent the people, because the people don't even know what in the hell's happening until the shit hit the fan. Stop the madness, see? No. And for all the people who are, again, it's like in any place, here in Chicago, Memphis, wherever you might be, if we're allowing this to happen, and when we allow it, that's for those who vote, and even for those who don't vote, who do not speak up and speak out, to hold whomever accountable. Just like holding Biden accountable for calling any damn body a boy. If I'm a man, be it black, white, orange, green, red, and you call me a boy, I'm going to check your ass. If I don't, I am a boy. That's my mindset. The hell with everybody else. That's my mindset. If you call me out and it does not register right with me, see, because first of all, I don't let words affect me like that anymore. But I always never let an opportunity to teach pass me by. Some people need to be taught a lesson the hard way. Others need to be taught a different way. But when you have a true asshole and you know they're an asshole and they say things out of pocket, then pretend, oh, excuse me, I didn't know. It is too, not today. See, because people are too cautious today because of the age we live in, being so politically correct. Don't want to talk or step on people's toes. We can't even have decent conversations because people get tensed up when it gets on a racial issue, so-called. They can't say what they want to say because they feel they hurt someone's feelings or this, that, and the other. So we still tiptoeing around the issues at hand.
That and I want to forgive it again, Brother Eddie. How much money did you say they just got? Did you say 500?
500 million.
Uh-huh.
For the water system.
Okay. Don't leave that out.
No, you're right.
Because they knew they were going to get it, they've been plotting and planning all the time.
Yes.
And that's the key. See, again, Where are all these watchdogs? And we don't need nobody else to do it. Why ain't some of us, since remember, a lot of people are still unemployed, ain't got nothing else to do. When we say we can form little things like this, little watchdog committees to get out there and watch these people and keep them accountable of this money that's supposed to be given. Every time I turn around and I hear of devastations happening all over the world, and the first thing they hear is talking about money being collected, but you know
when the money
comes,
nobody
making sure where this money is going to. All these millions of dollars that people are constantly saying, just like this country hollering the damn deficit, and by June we're going to be in trouble with the deficit and the ceiling and all this, but yet we just gave another $65 billion over to Ukraine for a war that we'll never get back. But the taxpayers, the people, constantly got to shove out to this crazy-ass government, shoving money around that we put together as a people as far as taxes, and they shove out to every damn body else. You even getting the immigrants coming over here from every place that's getting put up, that's getting free tuitions for school, that's getting free services. And you got homeless people that's been homeless for decades that you won't put the same damn resources in your own damn people in this country than you will for immigrants and people coming in from other countries. Yeah, we got a hard, but damn, take care of family, take care of home first, and America never have, especially with black people. Never, ever. Everybody else, the women, white women, the gays, the Hispanics, the Arabs, every damn ethnic culture can come in here and get what we've been fighting for since civil rights, before civil rights, and we still get pushed to the back of the line, and everybody else and they mama is using the civil rights movement blueprint.
Because we've let it go.
Come on now, see? So we fix us. We got to do this, people. We got to, again, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. That's why gold, oil, and frankincense was brought to the baby king. That oil, baby. You want some of that oil? Squeak a little bit. Lift your voice and sing, baby, at the top of your lungs so they can hear what you're saying. And you ain't singing to complain. You're singing to question. See? And that's what they don't want. Just like most preachers don't want you to question. They want you to just have faith. No, damn it. You question everything, especially things you don't understand. That's when you suffer. So in order to understand, you question. See? God didn't tell me not to question. Man did. Man came up with that shit talking about don't question. Half it. Ain't nowhere in that book that God didn't say don't question. That's somebody else.
Watch and pray.
Thank you. See, that's why I said asking and watching. What are you asking for? See, it's the questions that you ask. Again, we can ask all type of questions, but again, if you don't ask the right question, you ain't going to get the right answer.
Can't get it. Brother Eddie, if I might.
Yes,
in all things, in all things, we are to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Not for all things, but in all things. Everybody that can hear the sound of my voice got something to be thankful for, because that COVID didn't get them, right there.
Oh, yeah, that's all things, because again, it's, for me, it's everyday gratitude by the number and the word. See, everyday gratitude comes to that four. His will be done. Everyday gratitude, baby. When I wake up in the morning, before I hit my feet to the floor, I give everyday gratitude that I woke up breathing, baby. The simplest things in the world. See, just start off simple and they get greater later. But just giving that gratitude, those simple things. See, because we take so much for granted that we get up, we can walk, we get, and we don't think about all of the other people who have all ailments and diseases. It's not up for us to just concentrate on that, but just be grateful that we're not in any positions. We have been around people who are helpless. They can't move. They can't get around. They can't do for themselves. We know people. We've seen people. We might be one of those people. Who knows? But regardless of where you are, just the everyday gratitude that you open your eyes this morning. You didn't have to. See?
I had a hip replacement or a knee replacement.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Yes.
How is it everybody had carpal tunnel at the same time? Now ain't nobody got, they got hip replacements and knee replacements. How is it everybody has that kind of stuff at the same time?
Because it's all, as we say, it's not just a game, it's planned. All of these things are planned. Just like, why all of a sudden dialysis centers come up every place and everybody is on dialysis now? Why is there a sudden influx within the last 10 to 20 years of diabetes? Why is there an influx in the last 20 to 30 years of obesity? See, different things at different times come up because different things or foods and drugs are introduced to each generation. We have things that we are proposed to, and our generations before and after us don't. It was shots that we got that they don't even give anymore as far as vaccines for babies, this, that, and the other, because the so-called diseases that we had during our times, chicken pox, diphtheria, whooping cough, we don't even hear certain diseases that we came up before, but these particular diseases were introduced just like vaccines to every generation. That's why they name and give a different name to each generation, because they know that generation was giving a particular drug, vaccine, immunization that previously wasn't tested, wasn't given. We don't hear about our children that at 20 years ago, it was a big influx of, what's his, autism. All you heard about was autism, autism. High deficit order that our children had. All these different little diseases that were being labeled in school. See? But why isn't now we're hearing about that stuff? Because what have they introduced? The coronavirus, COVID-19 variant, the Omicron. Hell, 5 years ago it was H1N1. Before that it was Ebola. Before that it was the queen, she had some type of disease named after her. It's constantly, see, every year, just like they introduce new words in the English dialect, they introduce new diseases in the population. So again, these things are categorized, dated, even as we say, they have PIN numbers or patent numbers because people own these diseases. Man-made created diseases. Again,
it tripped me out that when they first came out with the coronavirus, one of the first things I did was look on the back of the Lysol. Because when I saw coronavirus was 41 and I saw Lysol was 14, I'm like, oh, let me, and lo and behold, the human coronavirus has been there since Lysol has been on the market. So that means this is a known virus disease that man had already created. But all of a sudden, I got a new Lysol can. Now that human coronavirus is in very small print, and they got a new 2019 in bold letters and numbers, 2019 naval coronavirus. They now updated the coronavirus that they now introduced that is airborne from the mask wearing and the 6 feet of separation from the human coronavirus that has always been around, that has been destroyed by Lysol killing germs and bacteria with 99.9999 or 666 upside down. Taking the germs, germ in, taking the germs out. This is how how they do it, and I showed that to people because I had pictures on my old phone from when it first came out when we first got introduced to it in 2020, and showing the Lysol cans 3 years later, how they done changed it. But again, the key is what they told us years ago. Read the damn labels, family. They're not on there just to be on there. Read your labels. You putting this in your body. You eating it. Read what you putting in your body. We constantly talking about GMOs and manufactured food and Monsanto's and all this toxics. Read what they let you know they putting in there. Because they telling you right now. Because in a minute they're going to stop putting all the information on the labels. And they done made that a law under Barack Obama. Well, it's another story.
Every other commercial is a food commercial.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's why obesity is so rampant here in America. You know? And I don't know how many times I've not seen people panhandling. I ain't going to say how much they dress better than I am, but shit, they weigh twice as what I weigh. Shit, you eating better than I am. Shit. If you this big, you know, now I'm looking at you, you know, suspectly. If you ain't big, you know, now are you on drugs? You this, that, and the other? You know, I'm trying to weigh you out if I plan on giving you anything. Because, again, my instinct is always up that here in the city of Chicago, if you let your guards down one way, that means, hey, you know, let somebody going to creep up behind your back. Because it's just as crazy here, you know, when they just regular working people, they're attacking Uber drivers, they're attacking and holding up the post office people, they are attacking and robbing and shooting pizza delivery drivers. I mean, come on. People trying their best to make an honest living, and you still got these derelicts out here doing the insanity. And like I said, I truly say all the time how I feel for my family members that have to work every day. I've tried to get back out there in the workplace, and for the little time I did that, it's something else, family. You know, dealing with the public or just dealing, you ain't even got to deal with the public, but just dealing with the system of going to work. Because I haven't did it in so long, and to think about where my mindset is thinking about something that I have to do before I got to do it. Getting up for something to do, and I ain't even there yet. It's so much energy, what I'm trying to say, family, that I understand of people being or having a preparation for work every day of the week to have to turn off
to think about what I have to do to prepare for the job the next day. I can't drink if I'm in a professional after a certain time. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's all on stipulations of going to work for someone else. So it takes so much in a day, in a week, of dealing with that, then turning that off and dealing with your family life, your home life, trying to keep work and home separated, which is very hard because, again, when you look at the number, work is 14 and home is 14. Because in retrospect, that's what our work should be coming from home. This is why they always talk about home work, but we should be working from our home, being our own entrepreneurs, doing our own thing. But again, the system has set it up, even going to the institutions of schools of learning to be a cog, to be a nut, to be a bolt, to fit in for somebody else's business, learning a career to fit in, a skill to fit in, because we've learned what not to be. And to be is to be self, to know thyself. And by learning everything other than the self is keeping us away from the self. And this is where the time is spent, working for another individual. And not the self, because the first line of business, your first line of business is you. And it's no coincidence, because coincidence comes to one. Wow. Business is 37, which is one, and you are 10, which is one. Your first line of business has always been you. So, again, when we look at the physical and material, we know what has to be done to exist in this system that we're in, but not of. And I love that, to be able to see that we're in something, but we're not of it. And we see the spiritual disconnect of this system that we are not of. And this is why go ahead.
We have another caller I'm going to bring them in. Area code 336. I believe that's Sister Paris.
It sounds like Mother AZ.
No. Hello, Sister Paris.
I needed that, Brother Harris. Brother Eddie Harris. I needed that, the guru of the numbers. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
yeah, we
can hear
you.
You're loud and clear.
Okay. Greetings, family. Greetings, Ms. Kim and Brother Kwame and anybody else who's on the line. And thank you for opening up the gate. You are correct, Ms. Kim. You have to be grateful for everything. I think a year or so ago, I shared this dream with Brother Eddie, and now I'm figuring out what the dream was telling me.
Grateful in everything, Mother.
Ma'am, what did you say?
I said grateful in everything.
Yes, gratefulness in everything.
In everything. That thing that we ain't going to be grateful for, so, you know, but no need in telling us that. You know, but great,
yeah.
We can be grateful in everything, because there's got to be something good in it, you know. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
That is what I'm analyzing, Ms. Kim, because I failed last year, 9/11 or 11/9. At 11:30 in the a.m., and now I've created a situation that is worse than it was before I had this fifth surgery. And so when I rise, I don't sleep very well, but when I rise and I see the snow here at Fort Huachuca or the sun up or whatever, and I'm breathing, I open my door and I say to the Creator, show me what my next move is going to be, because when I fell, I totally bent this hip replacement, and I'm not sure if the doctors are will be able to do or even want to do anything about it. So it's very painful, family, to even turn over. But when I manage to turn over, or I manage to get to the bathroom, I give thanks, no matter how painful it was to get from point A to point B. I give thanks that I have the breath in my body. Sometimes, family, I break down and I say, wow, you know, I thought I was done with, but apparently not. And so now it's going on 70. I got to figure out, okay, sometimes I don't want to be on the planet. But then that was just the moment.
That wasn't from God.
Yes, and I say, okay, at least I'm not having these experiences, and I'm going around in a wheelchair, and I give him how grateful we should be in everything. Thank us.
Thank you, Sister Pass, and I'm glad you're getting around.
Yes. Thank us.
I had to blow my nose, so I put me on mute. But you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all what just came to me. There's no distance in the spirit. And God said, if two of us agree, and I'm asking the family to agree with me, God's going to touch her. He's going to work a miracle in her, and she'll be able to testify about the goodness of God for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that she's going through, all of that is what you've been talking about, distractions. But it ain't changed her mind. She's still on it, ain't she? You know?
Yes, she
but
is.
But all of that is distraction. So would you all agree with me that God will trust
you?
Immediately,
yes.
Immediately, in the name of Jesus, you'll know that it's Him. In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes, I never disagree with the number, because even by number, agree is 23, which is 5. So I definitely agree. Because Christ is 32, which is 5. And even when you say Jesus Christ, it's just 59, which is still the 5. So I got 5 on it. I see the 5 and everything that English, the language, has hid in plain sight. Because it didn't hit at all. It's all been hid right behind the number of the words that we speak. They not hid it. And it's just the time for it to be revealed. Everything that's hidden will be revealed. Hidden is 25, revealed is 23. That's the sign. That's the connection. That's it. And the critical thinking will get us there. The Christ consciousness.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ms.
Brother Eddie?
Yes, ma'am.
I know what you're saying about a job, and it's all good. Because you don't need to be out there in that of energy. Even with challenges I may have, and I think, well, maybe I need to, you know, see if I could from where I can do in the wheelchair. And then
you fading in and out, Mother AC. You coming in and out.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Much better.
Okay, all right. What I was saying is, you know, even in the issues that I may be having, sometimes this fleeting thought will come like, well, you know, let me see if I could find something that I could do in my wheelchair. And the spirit will say, you create right there. You have enough to create. And when you don't feel good, you just go right in your room and you park it. And I thought about that when you said what you said. We don't need to be out there in that energy. The Creator will bring whatever we need to sustain, because it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy. I mean, you never know who's going to get blown away or just axed. And I'm like, so we're all good. We're here on this line. We're alive and we're breathing.
Yeah.
Anything else, family, that is something to be grateful for. And the knowledge is we can come together on the Wednesday and learn some good food thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And thoughts. You can't deny that, you know. So I'm grateful and thank God.
Thank us. Thank you, Sister Paris.
Thank us.
Thank us. Thank us. Thank us.
Thank us.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
I want to say one thing, though. You know what?
Yes, ma'am.
Greater is he that is in me. Everybody ought to be sharing that. Greater
That's right.
is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's a part of my problem. With all that we have, we're not doing enough. I don't know what we got to do. God put it in my heart to get the veterans and the community together, because who else should we listen to except the man that's risked his life? And then he needs to know where the community is coming from. That's a major problem. If we come together with the veterans and the community working together, we could stop a whole lot of this foolishness.
Yes. Yes, we can.
I agree.
Including taking our strength back. Then when Portland made everybody else do whatever, come and do something at home.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's where everything starts.
Yes, it does.
That's where it starts. It's 32, the 5. It starts at home, 14, the 5. It starts at home. See?
Yeah.
And the home for all of us that it starts with is right in your brain. That's where your home resides, in your brain, because anywhere your feet take you is your home. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, that hat is 14, baby. Home is 14. Wherever Papa laid his hat, 14, baby, was his home. See, we don't see that in the words, that even the songs of the lyrics being 23 are telling us. As the OJ said, we got a message in our music, baby. See, and it's deeper than a lot of us still realize. And all we got to do is go back to Motown, baby, and get that sound. See, with those lyrics that they threw down, because they still resonate today. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? See. So those lyrics
have a number that's telling you more than just the words are telling you on the surface. It's hidden in plain sight, baby. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it most definitely is.
Yes, yes. So, again, family, some of the things that we should be looking at is that we are unfolding and exposing. We have to be the ones who are exposing those who are lying. The changes are being made. We make the change. This divine guidance. And what the fear is that with the Christ consciousness, the connection that we're in, we're getting close. Getting close to what? The truth. The answers. What did the movie The X-Files always said, this little slogan? The truth is out there.
Yeah.
And
yes, it is.
The truth is out there comes to a four. That's God, baby. The truth is out there. See? And that's all we got to do is do a little bit of digging to find the truth, because that's what's happened. They have buried the truth. All of the information has been buried underneath the surface. And this is why we got to dig a little deeper. The deeper we dig, the more truth we find. This is why we're talking about going and earthing ourselves now, putting our feet in, because the dirt, the soil talks to our body, our flesh, our skin that we are in once we are connected to nature. See? So all these little things that we are getting reconnected with, that we've been taken away from systematically, making us think these things, certain things we did were uncivilized, barbaric, or this, that, and the other.
Brother Eddie, I don't want to forget this, but the objection, the mere objection, his father was one of the people that were asking America for land for separation, wasn't he? Am I right? I can't remember his name.
I'm not familiar with that myself. Maybe Brother Kwame might be familiar with that.
Yeah.
Mayor of Jackson being down, because I'm not familiar with any of the politicians or elected officials in the South. Not that I'm familiar with so many here, but I do keep my eye on what's happening here, right here in Chicago. So, but no, I'm not familiar with that mayor or his father.
Okay.
Brother Kwame, if you know or anybody else knows, if you press 1, I can open up your line and you can.
It's almost as if they're making them.
Okay, wait a minute. We have people with their hands up. We have two.
Okay.
So, man, how do I? Okay, let me take Brother Kwame and 708. I'll be right with you after Brother Kwame speaks. Okay, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, that's who she's talking about is Chokwe Lumumba Senior. Chokwe Lumumba Jr. is the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, is why you see all of that's going on in Jackson, because they're trying to discredit him as much as possible, because he's about the same thing his father was. His father started the Republic of New Africa, and he was from Detroit. And so, that's why you're seeing what's going on in Mississippi, because Jackson in itself is that there, all of the white people are moving out of Jackson, out of the city, and letting it fall down, and this is why. But outside of Jackson, they're building million-dollar mansions and home developments that they have outside of the city. This is why they're wanting to separate, is because what they're doing is because of the water system there, it was so messed up, and they couldn't get, and with us being the major population there, they let that in, that water system become contaminated, and now they're getting the money. So once they get the system fixed, then they'll regentrificate the part of Mississippi. Mississippi is the poorest state in the United States. And so what you're looking at is that they're developing it, and especially with Jackson, because Ole Miss is there, and for the past 50 years or more in the United States that the DEA allows marijuana to grow, because they use marijuana, they research it at the University of Mississippi Pharmaceutical Department and Agriculture. And what they're looking at, when they do begin to open up these fields, cotton was king in Mississippi. Guarantee you, if they legalize marijuana to be grown, that is going to be a major hub for that plant to be grown in, because they already know the nutrients and the things in it. You also have Biloxi, which is the East Coast, which is going to become the casino area. And what you have is Tupelo, which is in the north, where Toyota has its major company there. And then there's a few other major companies, because Highway 22 coming out of Memphis is the hub of the new trade road. So Mississippi is a very important part of what's getting ready to happen with that.
Wow.
That's why they're doing what they're doing with the politics and the courts. And what they went back to 1890 is because what the Confederate is looking at reestablishing their country in the country.
So what can we do?
What we're doing now, what we're doing is making folks aware of it, but also supporting, because I have a sister friend, Iya, there in Jackson. She was part of Chokwe Lumumba, and she has that. But what we're trying to do is Senegal, and a sister friend that I did in Texas is having the connection to where Senegal, they want to get Senegal to become the sister city of Jackson, Mississippi.
You know, I went to Senegal.
Right. And what they're doing is that my friend in Texas, her husband, his sister is the mayor of the capital of Senegal. She's the mayor of that city. And so what she's doing is looking at, she's been trying to get together with the people in Jackson to make it a sister city so they could have an economic exchange with Senegal and Mississippi.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Dr. Viola Vaughn, if there's any way that anybody can reach out to her, she has a lot of connections that could probably assist in that. But she got me and the whole program over there. Well, not the whole program, but I brought participants from my youth program over there to perform.
Okay, I'm going to bring in this other caller as well. Area code 708.
How you doing? This is our brother.
Hello.
Chuck. How
Pardon
you doing,
me?
Everybody?
Hello.
Brother Chuck. All right. A few things. What the brother was just speaking about Mississippi and all the areas. So I'm a truck driver, right? And I get to, like, pretty much see that area a whole lot. Matter of fact, I'll be going down there again soon. But Mississippi, like, so what he was saying, and there was a case I was just thinking about 2 years ago where he was talking about the water system down there, and even it affected the prison system down there real bad, because, you know, a lot of people in Mississippi are, you know, rather black, right? That's kind of like a thing that they love doing that. And it seems like this whole case is them pretty much trying to lynch a whole city. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll lock a black person under there up for anything. You know, it don't take much. But outside of that, too, another thing I I wanted to think about was the you're talking about the rituals about these different sporting events and even like a war show, right? That's why I don't watch TV at all. But I used to play sports myself, but even then, I thought to see like this is more than just a game, right? Because it becomes a business, and at that point, you are just a number. You're expendable. And you're usually putting your body on the line, whether you're the highest paid guy on the team or the lowest paid guy. You know, you still are. It's the same thing if you're called up to play. You know, either way it goes. When it comes to like the Super Bowl, and you said the numbers, 3 and 5. That was like I think wasn't that like the score for one of the teams. I didn't watch the game, but I think it was like a close game. It was like he said 3-5 and 3-8. I think that was the score 35-38 of the game, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but and another thing, I've been listening for a while. Just like you know, a lot of things going through my mind. So another thing, another thing was all right. We're talking about talked about Utah or whether Wyoming when that balloon was out there, whatever. Now this was crazy because 3 weeks ago I was just out there and I saw. I'm like, that ain't the moon. There's something else, right? And then I could also see, like, just, you know, I took a lot of pictures and videos of this stuff. I like to, like, just, you know, get video of where I'm at, you know, and bad being out there in Utah. So I actually took a plane out there to go to St. George, Utah. And that's, like, a desert area, like, southern Utah near Arizona border, not too far from Nevada, Las Vegas. And the energy down there, for one, I could say was, like, crazy, immaculate. I loved it. But on the fly down there, on the way from leaving Chicago, going to St. George, it was a straight flight. But I realized the plane turning, and we in midair, right? You can just fly over whatever it is. You know, you pretty much like elevated so high, you know, above that you can just, you know, go over something. And when I saw something on TikTok that kind of like made me think like, oh, restricted airspace. This was like, I would say, the area of Provo, Utah, which is south of Salt Lake City, Utah. And now I look out the window of the, you know, of the plane, and I could see like we was like flying side by side by the mountain, this whole range. You know, I'm like, what's on the other side of that mountain that like we can't go over to fly directly to where we need to go? You know, whatever. No? So I saw, yeah, so when I seen the TikTok and the guy was saying something about the area of Provo, Utah is where they do, like, some experiments and things with, you know, with, like, maybe extraterrestrial or UFOs or whatever activity going on. So they have a whole facility dedicated towards that. Rather, and also, you know, you go, like, farther south and go to, like, Arizona, they would have different bases and restricted airspace out there, and as well as New Mexico and Nevada. Like, and then, you know, but I travel these places and just seen them. Like I say, but I always love the scenery and, like, the energy. But I always be like, man, how come I can't just, like, traverse those areas and just walk and wander amongst it, you know? I mean, since you just land, you know. You know, I'm not saying some of it could be probably just private, I understand. But, like, if it's just, like, you know, open land out there still, like, why we can't just, you know, like, go see what's going on beyond certain limits, you know? That'd be, like, one thing that really, like, be, like, baffling you. I'd be like, man, I want to just at least, I'm not trying to say I'm going to climb to the top of a mountain. I, like, want to get close and see it get about a little high as possible. I'm not going to go too crazy on it. But, you know, just to be amongst the energy of it, you know, and to reference it. You know, maybe like some of the things that I'd be wanting to do while I'm out there seeing these things. But I see a lot of this country. And I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And the amount, I would say as well, I've also served in the armed forces, right? And I could see the difference of how I'm treated as I was in the uniform, right? And then now just as a civilian out here. you know, even then I was before I joined, I was then too. But the, you know, there's no difference of how you treat it, like as a black man, you know. You know, it's like I was in uniform, I get so much love from other races of people, not even just white people, right? Even certain, you know, of our own will look at you different, you know what I'm saying? Like they trust you more, mm-hmm. right? I'm not a trustworthy person, I am. No, but it's the fact that in and out of this uniform, the respect that you may get, you know what I'm saying, or the look you may receive, or the conversation you may receive, you know, is different. But certain places I go, it's not always like that. And it's always in the least likely of places where I think it wouldn't be like that. I go to a smaller town, USA, no matter where it's at, and I would see, they'll probably get respect because they probably don't, I won't say they don't see too many black people going to do all, but there's plenty of black truck drivers. But I feel like some of the places I do go, it feel like some of those, like, I don't know. It just feels different. But I always think about, man, maybe the big city really is, like, not somewhere I really like to be at. You know what I'm saying? I like to be, like, out in, like, the country land, countryside. Like, buying up land is something that I really want to do so bad, whether it's here or, you know, abroad, anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really like to just, like, have – that way I can feel like doing that, we can help as in the community build more amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? You see one black person move to an area, and you see that he's thriving. You can have a nice, have a big home. I'm not saying like a big home, but like this land for like a farming area. You know, things like that nature. Even to have like horses and breed horses, things of that, anything like that, right? I think amongst
yeah,
that,
I'm with
if
you
we were
a benefit. Yes. That's of a benefit when we're able to take care of ourselves. Brother Eddie, do you have anything that you want to add to what he's saying?
Hey, what's happening, Brother Chuck? You back in the city?
Yeah, man. I just got back in town early today.
Yeah. This is one of my old neighbors, Sister Antoinette. I'm here enjoying hearing his voice. I ain't heard him in a minute. You know, and
that's good.
Smell from ear to ear, but yeah, it's good to hear you, bro. Good to hear that you all right, because, yeah, you be on the road, man, and you be out there dealing with this lunacy, and you seeing a lot more than a lot of us see on a daily basis. And you're able to compare what we're talking about, what you're seeing, and what's happened. So, again, we love it because you're no more than a firsthand account of being out there in it and being able to basically give us straight from the horse's mouth, you know, no chaser, you know. So it's I love it, bro. Good hearing from you. You made me think when you're talking about Wyoming and Vegas and Arizona, made me think of two things. One, it made me think of the movie Close Encounter of the Third Kind, how they were trying to keep those people who were drawn to that mountain because of their connection with the extraterrestrials that they had. And then you also made me think of keeping away even the Grand Canyon. You know, they have certain rims of the Grand Canyon that's off limits to the public that they don't want you to see. And those are the ones that we know that have our ancient pyramids and artifacts that are there in the Grand Canyon. But, yeah, it's certain things, especially in those areas of Wyoming, Montana, Vegas, Arizona, that has a lot of UFO activity. You know, while we have Area 51 and different things that they've did and they've come up with, you know, so it's all in that region. But, yeah. It's a lot that's happening, family. And again, anytime we hear of them talking about a restricted airspace or, you know, no-fly zone, as Earth, Wind, and Fire said, keep your head to the sky, family. You know, because it's a lot that's happening. They don't want us to see, especially here in the Midwest, being around this great lake called Michigan, as we said, or Super Bowl with the activity happening. But as we know here, why it's just so cloudy. They just, last month, January, was the most cloudiest month in history that the astrological meteorologists have been keeping record over 100 years. This has been the cloudiest January. Why? Because as people know here in the Midwest, this is what we mostly see, cloudiness, dreariness, gray clouds. But again, it's meant to be to hide the activity that's happening over Lake Michigan Triangle, family. Because as I said, these unidentified objects that were located was in northern Lake Michigan, and that's part of the Michigan Triangle, Lake Michigan Triangle.
Yeah.
So, yes, go ahead, brother.
I was going to say one thing, too. One time, okay, so you're talking about the clouds, right? I always call my sister and ask her about how the weather at home, right, to compare it to where I'm at. And you saying, yeah, so most places I've been, it's been sunlight, and I get more sunlight. So when I was driving from out there, Utah, back to Chicago, the morning of, I was coming through Wyoming, and they call it Big Sky Country because it's nothing but just nothing out there. Like, you won't see a tree, none of that, just plains, you know, and hills rolling. So get out, I mean, well, it's like about, I'll say about maybe Saturday time, we're like an hour behind. I took a picture of, like, what would be the sun and how it looked in the background. It was real beautiful, right? How the aura was. But it wasn't just the sun. Like, it's like a double, I'm saying, like, it's like, okay, so you see the sun, and then you see something bigger flashing behind, like a planet or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you change the lenses on it, it's in different hues. I had to send it to you. I'll text it to you, that picture, man. And, like, yeah, it looks real nice, but you can see, like, you know, you would say Nibiru, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was right behind it. And also when the sun sometimes, when it's, like, setting, I also notice the direction. I'm a directional person, right? I know if I'm headed north, east, west, south, at any given time. Like, if I can looking at that, whether it's stars or where the moon is or sun is at mostly. So seeing that the sun, sometimes when it's getting ready to like set, it's not necessarily in the west. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say it looks like a more of a southern view sometimes, not necessarily like it would say. That's in the west.
What you do is
you may see the
look at it's the placement of dealing with the equinox and the solstice. The change, the sun changes position from the winter solstice to the spring equinox. It would appear to be setting in the southwest, in the southern part, because of the way of the positioning of the sun from the equinox going to or coming from the solstice, the shortest day, shortest day, and longest night, coming to an equal day in time. It starts to change directions, but again, we're even getting back to realizing and recognizing the movement of the sun dealing with the changes of the seasons. Every three seasons, it changes. See, and now we're getting acclimated to it because we're recognizing, because what? We're watching. We're in nature now. We're loving nature, so we're paying attention to it. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're just seeing things that I recognized about 10 years ago, you know. And then I noticed that it did it every year with the change of the seasons, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all that's happening.
Is my mic still open?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and you're on point, and I greeted to my brother. And you're on point in being able to understand that we're coming back to order, because that is the natural order, the way the sun journeys from the south to the west, and the moon. And then it travels from north and were highest in the women. And then
you're coming in broken up, Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame, you're coming in broken up. You can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
We got you now.
We can
much
now.
Better.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's back to the order in which everything flows in nature on the planet and the planetary alignment. And what we're seeing, and I'm grateful that he gave the part in seeing being a truck driver, is one thing that I see, and because you said the air you drive from Utah back to Illinois, but they've been showing where truckers are taking especially refrigerated trailers. They have a mountain that they're parking all of these trailers in this mountain and unloading all of this food and storing it inside of this mountain somewhere around Missouri. And this is what some of the truckers have now been secretly filming it and showing where they're harvesting all the.
Hey, I've been there. I've been there. It's outside
yeah,
of
I just wanted
Missouri.
To, yeah. Yeah, and I was trying to see that people don't know this is what that Kraft and a lot of these major people that's food producers are storing that food and emptying the shelves in the stores, but they're storing it in this mountain.
I heard about that, but
right.
I don't know anything
and
about it, but I did hear about it.
Right, but going back to something we were talking about, what, earlier, and looking at Mississippi, because the thing about it is Bill Gates is buying up land as we speak, right? He owns 17,900 acres in Illinois. He owns 16,000 in Mississippi, 69,000 in Louisiana, 47,000 in Arkansas. And he's looking at all of the Midwest. He's got Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, North Carolina, Wyoming, Idaho, Colorado, Nebraska, Arizona, and New Mexico, and California, buying up this farmland.
Oh, my.
And we got to look at something, because if he's taking buying up land in order for him to have access or have priority in saying what can be done on this land and what can't be done on this land, we're looking at a major charge of what we're going to be looking at, because what I was researching today and what they predict by 2051, our income will be zero.
Can believe it. Yes, you own nothing and be happy.
Right, about that they've already predicted, because they're overstanding in what they're doing, and as far as, like you were talking about, all the money's going to Ukraine and they're adopting out these children. The thing that
yes.
they're doing is they already know that they're going to be on the globe, on this planet Earth. They will be the minority at this time coming up. So this is what they're doing, is trying to get as much power and mixing to control what little left of them is going to be, but they want to have the major technology to control everybody else's behavior.
Wow, these people just won't just lay down and just give up, will they?
Fighting to live, because the thing about them is that them being our aberrant child, and they're wanting to keep their power, but the power, it's life is a circle. And what's happening is the first will be last and the last will be first. And so
yes.
what we're seeing now is this circle of life coming back around, and them being, as they, Francis Cresswell said, they're having the recessive gene and they're defective. This is why their population-wise, to 1,000 to our 7,000 children of color on Turtle Island, because they're dying at a rate, they're producing 5,000, but their people are dying out at a rate of 5,000. So as much as they're living that 6,000, but they're dying so fast because of all of the disease and things that's going on with them, but they don't publicize the statistics
as they do that, because what they're doing is they're trying to eliminate as much as our male populate, black male population, because they just now had a few years ago 1.5 million black men disappearing.
Mm.
And then you talk about the young, the murdered, missing and murdered indigenous women and girls, and now they're adding the black woman, girls and women to that listing also. So this is what they're doing in getting rid of the people of color as much as they can.
Now, do you think it's possible that they have these people warehoused somewhere?
They're doing it as they did here in Georgia when they had the Olympics. They moved all of the homeless people out, what people they gave a one-way bus ticket out of Atlanta. But the people that didn't take the bus ticket, they housed them in warehouses and factories outside of the city of Atlanta. They were in sort of an internment camp that they had put them in. Dick Gregory showed back when in the Olympics there in the Coliseum in Los Angeles that they were missing about 10,000 homeless people, and then come to find out after the Olympics that UCLA's crematorium broke down because they had been burning bodies. And what they're doing is they're doing about what they're asking now prisoners to do in prison, is that we'll take off 360 days of your sentence if you don't need an organ.
Up to a year.
And so this is what they're doing. They're harvesting the body parts to help save them as they're dying at such a rate. They need organ transplants.
Mm. So that's the reason why they came up with that deal.
Yes. Because you look
all
at the murder rate of the murder rate of
take
young black
quick.
Men. Go ahead.
They were digging a ditch and they're falling in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could. But who was it? In the Soul of Black Folks, he said it in the. So he says you're putting these chains around our ankles and our necks, and he say eventually they're going to wind up around your neck.
Yeah.
Same thing I said earlier about what comes around goes around. When they don't stop something on one end, it's going to trickle down. As again, all of the violence that's been happening in our community for decades, that they always turned an upper lip to, now it's in their communities. Every community around the world is saying, it didn't happen here, it didn't. You saw it coming your way. You didn't stop it on one end. It's going to get to your end. That's the way it happens. That's the way the universal law works. It's a universal law that we're getting back to. Because man law, we're seeing how corrupt that man's law is. So we're getting back to universal, divine, nature, God's law. So it's all coming back.
And you're very much on point. And this is the part of what we're doing. And we're now understanding how to reconnect and download and upload the consciousness that's coming through the planet and coming from above. That sign that we look at, as my brother said, taking pictures of it, because the duality of that sun is now it's gone into what they call the solar maximum. This is where they're going to get the maximum solar flares, the CMEs that's coming off of the sun and creating coronal mass ejections that's going to be hitting this planet with consciousness along with the different planetary alignments that we are now in, because each one of our planets in our solar system downloads its energy to Earth and to everything on this earth. and it's about making the cosmic conscious change that is needed for our evolution into the next development from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus.
Man, that's what I've been feeling like that, man. Like, I would say for the past 2 years, I've been, like, through traveling crazy. Like, I feel like I'm a Marvel character or something, right? So I see myself in different dimensions and times. And, like, as me driving like this, I feel like I'm also a time traveler. I'm across different time zones traveling, you know, a whole lot and in just different regions. So, but I get to just feel a lot of different energy from different people at any given moment. I remember one time driving through, like, just say this Gettysburg. This was Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, you know, and we all know that's a, like, a war site, famous, you know, battlefield or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and driving, it felt like I could feel every soul that passed on that battlefield and fought. I wasn't afraid of anything, right? But it's just the fact that I knew I could feel those, you know what I'm saying, those spirits or anything around that area, some, you know. And even in today's time, it's like I have telepathy. I can almost feel a person's thought without even talking to them sometimes, you know, if I'm in their presence, you know. And it's crazy, you know. But I know that this is what the Ascension is about. It's like I would say about 2 years ago, I had like a headache for like a week straight. Like, I couldn't, and it wasn't like a migraine. I know what a migraine feels like. The pain was more so concentrated right behind my right eye, right? And I was real sensitive to light and sound and, you know, anything. And so I just, like, you know, I just pretty much sat myself in the room, you know, just took some time, you know, just to try to relax and recuperate, you know. But after it went away, it felt like, okay, I made it through that. And all I really did was really just sit me down and make me think more. I had so much, I was just thinking, you know what I'm saying, what about this, what about that, what was my time to go? I don't know, because it just felt weird. I'm wearing out a cat skin and everything during this time, and they said, we ain't found anything. Well, I'm like, why my head pounding like this, though? You know? And I would just say, like, what I was, it's just a lot of things, you was talking about the planets and how each planet plays a part in downloading information into Earth, and everything's written off, you know, of magnetic structure and field, you know. So, like, I like to study, like, electromagnetism and even just, you know, whether it's just electricity itself. So, you know, how things flow in the circuit from negative to positive, right? So it completes a whole circuit that will be power flowing through our phones or anything of that nature. But, that connection to that type of stuff, I feel like, you know, and just reading about it, and, like, even just the Earth itself, what powers Earth? We're like, wow, how was Earth just, you know, in the gravitational pull, what keeps it in place, or it keeps it rotating? And, like, the power of inertia, right? You think about inertia, that's, like, even something that ourselves as human beings have, you know what I'm saying, by being grounded to this planet of being beings of, I would say, as human beings, but, you know, us as beings being grounded to this planet and being of this planet, all the elements, right? That way we should be able to manipulate or feel or some force, you know what I'm saying, or sympathize with this planet and what they're doing to it on that aspect. So we are connected even as people, you know what I'm saying, and that just gives us the power to telecommunicate with each other, you know what I'm saying, or be able to, you know, feel of the human being's plight, because we are ourselves can feel, you know what I'm saying, seeing that, feeling that energy, you know, we can also feel that emotion as well, or, you know, but, man, it just be, you know, a whole lot of stuff. I'm just going to stop right there, though, but, I mean, I just been enjoying this conversation, that's all.
Could I share something with you right quick?
Yeah.
Go online and type in Ascension Disorder. Ascension Disorder. There's a listing of the things that you just said about that these are the signs of your ascending. And so you don't have to be afraid of it, because you can counter it by, you said the word earthing. If you are in a climate to where you can go out and if you park your truck, find you a tree, some grass, take your shoes off, and put your feet on the earth and your back up against the tree, and ground yourself, because what you're doing is that it's too much overload. That's why I said we're having cosmic consciousness overload, and the body takes all of this in. But what you have to be able to do is how to regulate it flowing through you. And the thing is that you're correct, the negative and positive, because when you put your feet, human frequency is 7.82. The human body is 7.2 or 7.5 frequency. When you take your shoes off and connect to that, and if you put your back up against the tree is rooted deeper into the earth and drawing up a frequency. Your spine aligns with that frequency, and you both begin to elevate in the same way that tree is doing by its grounding in the earth. You begin to reground yourself back down to the earth just as that tree is.
That's this. I do. That's what I was saying. I like to walk. I spend so much time sitting down and just driving, right, that when it comes to me, I don't own a personal vehicle, right? And I tell people I'd rather walk somewhere sometimes. They'd be like, why? You can catch Uber or you can ask for a ride or whatever. Like, no, I want to walk, use my legs, what they're useful. All right, it's going to keep me to where I'm not one of these sloppy truck drivers out who don't party walk, or a person that just, you know, after a while not using your legs so much, they're going to just give out of, you know, I don't mind walking. I don't mind having to climb stairs. I don't mind, you know, running a little bit sometimes. You know, I like to be active. I also like being outdoors. I like being by water. I feel a couple times, right, I've sat by water. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can help push these waves back. And I sat there and concentrated, used my energy, my chi to do that, as well as resurrect a flame that was possibly dying out of fire. And, you know, and there was no real wind blowing. But me sitting there speaking to the flame, motioning my hands and really concentrating on this flame and talking to it, the flame got stronger and stronger. And it came back pretty good to a point I didn't need to sit there and really try to talk to it no more. Like, the power of us, and also my birthday being March 20th, I know I'm a water and fire sign, kind of somewhere right on the cusp of Pisces and Aries. So, like, and just by that alone, knowing I can hold and more, you know, when it comes to, like, just different powers on the aspect, like I was just saying, I see myself in these different realms or whatever, and I've seen myself do pretty much some of everything. I've been a president. I've been a professional wrestler. I've been a professional athlete. I've just been a known figure amongst people, right? All types of things. So what I decided to do was bring a quality that I like to each one of those characters back into this time, you know what I'm saying, while I'm here. Because I still feel like, you know, I still live those lives, right, when I'm not in the physical or present sometimes, because it feels like, man, there'd be so much happening, you know, at one time in our own timeline here, but on another timeline, I'm still living this other thing, fighting a battle over there, because I would be in the middle of the day while driving, I get a lot of just downloads or whatever, or I'll be blanking out while driving, but it's just like, you know, I still feel like I'm somewhere else. Wow, I'm doing what I'm doing. And then I'll get a moment of maybe, let's say, deja vu, they call it, right? But, and I see, like, double takes. Like, what? I just, no, right? So that tends to happen a lot. Or I may see myself driving in the area where I felt like I've been before. Like, I knew that this day and time, it couldn't look the exact same day and way as I envisioned it already. You know what I'm saying? Like, that tends to happen a lot.
When nobody's saying anything, brother, I tell you what, I have had dreams and forgot about them, and then I've seen or ended up in this situation. One lady, I shared something to her, and she said, No, you've never said that to me. I said, well, I must be dreaming. She got very upset. I don't know why. If I'd never said it before, then I must be dreaming. So I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go anywhere, I want to read that Philippians verse, what we were talking about. Think on these things, mm-hmm. if I may.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
While you're doing what you're doing, brother, the walking and all of that, this is the perfect thing right here, to think on these things. It says, and finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And when we get to the praise, that's where I come in with my Tuskegee Airmen. March 23rd, the fourth Thursday in March, we want to make it a national holiday.
You sure there, Ms. Kemp? Brother Eddie?
What did you say?
Okay, because I see where everything dropped. So I timed it, everybody was still here.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Brother Eddie, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's still here.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear everybody.
All right. Well,
thank you very much.
It's coming up on 11 o'clock right now, family.
Yes.
So, again, you know, they might cut us off at any time. So let's get our final statements in before they do, because didn't you say you have a show with Brother Ray tomorrow, Sister Internet?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to let you get your rest because we did 3 hours. So everybody make your closing statement so we can close out tonight's class. And let us, Sister Antoinette, get a little rest for tomorrow's class.
Amen. Man, you think on these things.
Yes. Yes, I just want to thank everybody for being with us. And don't forget Drive On Sunday for the Helios Filios, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m., no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're drumming. So we need everyone to be with us for the drumming. And tomorrow night, I will be with Brother Ray, and we will be going into further about HB 1020 for Mississippi. So I hope that y'all will be able to join us for that. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, family, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com if you want to reach me. And family, everybody, again, yesterday, Valentine's Day, was a beautiful day being on a 7 and 7. Valentine's Day, 2/14, which is 7, and it's 20, 23, 7 and 7. Yesterday was a 5, so we was definitely on the frequency of the 5 yesterday, family. So with the energy of 5 called love, the energy called 5, to share and to care with one another, family, in peace is 5. So let's do everything in peace and love and share and spread the love that we have to give, that we teach as we share. Because what we're sharing is useful information, because we're all still learning in our own way. With that, family, that's my statement. Until next class, which is tomorrow's class, I will see everybody then. In peace and love, family.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you,
you
for
all
being with us.
Thank us.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Do you have a closing statement or anything you want to make?
So, Antoinette, am I?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, I have a quick question, if you don't mind. Thank you so much for Brother Kwame. I can't get outside too much right now, and I'm going to get Fernando, my caregiver, to get me some dirt because I have these little pans, you know, that you wash in when you're in the hospital, and I got some dirt, Brother Kwame, because I don't want to get any dirt up from outside. I need some new dirt. So what do you suggest so I can put the dirt under my bed when I'm not earthing? What should I tell Fernando to get? What kind?
Brother Kwame, are you still here? I can't see anybody. Brother Kwame, are you here? I guess
okay,
he's not.
He
must have hung up.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Mother AZ, get any dirt in the region that you're from. Get Arizona dirt. Whatever dirt it is, make sure it's from the region that you're in. That way, all of that energy from Arizona, don't get no dirt that comes from no place else. If it's from Wyoming, if it's from Vegas, if it's from Chicago, no. You want the dirt or the soil that's right there where you are. That dirt, that soil will give you the energy you need for the location you're in. The stronghold, all that dirt, anything that you go to that you be talking about, that's the type of dirt you want to get because that's what you're resonating with, those places that you are and you want to be in.
Okie dokie. All right. Thank us, family. Night-night.
Peace. Night. Okay, everybody. Have a good one.